Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, I'm Trey Wilson, and we're chatting with Richmond Flying Squirrels infielder Jonah Arenado. Now, Jonah, normally I'd say third baseman, but this year you're kind of bouncing around all over the place. You're at third tonight, but you've been playing some at first and even a little bit at short. What's that been like for you?
Short's been fun. I mean, I've always been a first and third baseman, but shortstop's been fun because I haven't played since high school. But I like it, man. See, you got a little more time than third base. Third base is kind of, you get some rockets hit at you. So I like it. I like mixing around. Third base, I always feel like I'm the most comfortable at third, but I like mixing around.
Most of you guys were primarily shortstops in high school. Usually most athletic guys in high school play short. A lot of the guys who are here were the most athletic guys at their high school. It's just how it works out. Top cream of the crop at the top. And were you the shortstop when you were in high school, or was that a spot that you just played some, or was that your primary position?
No, I think, my first couple years in high school, I played first and third, and then my senior year, I played shortstop, but I was supposed to be a third baseman, and someone went down, so I moved to shortstop, but yeah, I'm mostly a third baseman, but yeah, my senior year I played short, and I had a blast doing it.
Shortstop looks like a spot where you feel pretty natural, even though you hadn't played there in a while. But you kind of, well, you'd be one, if you were in the big leagues right now, I think you'd probably be one of the tallest shortstops. Do you ever feel like you're just kind of huge out there at that position?
For sure. I think we played against Erie, and they had Pinero, I think it was. He played short one day, and he's about the same height as me, and it didn't look right. It was a little too big for the spot, but he got away with it. But it looks weird.
Keeping on the defensive theme, this team this year has implemented a lot of different shifts versus some past years. You guys have run the four-man outfield quite a bit, and a lot of times when the team shifts to that four-man outfield, you're out in left field. So throw another position into the mix where you're playing out in the outfield. Do you feel foreign out there, or does it still feel pretty much natural?
Yeah, it feels weird. That also feels weird. I think early in the year, I got to play left one inning. I got a fly ball, and I was nervous. I haven't played outfield ever in my life, so that was it was weird, but every position has its own, you know, hard things to do. So, I haven't got a fly ball on the shift yet. So, I hope we keep it like that.
When you're out there shagging flies during BP now, when you're out in the field, I know usually the relievers are out there doing most of it, but you guys are out there some. Are you a little bit more conscious of paying attention to how it's coming off of the bat and trying to get a grasp of the field, knowing that you might be out there at some point during a game?
Yeah, for sure. I try to look at the swings and the balls, see the way to come off. But it's also tough sometimes during the game because they hit a ball off the end and the sound of the bat, it sounds loud, but it's off the end. It's shallow, so it's kind of tough. But the other outfielders, they help me out. They tell me in or get back, or they help me out a lot.
Huge difference between being 90 to 95, 100 feet away from home plate versus being 280 feet away when you're out in left field, or even like you said a minute ago, just being 120 or so feet back at shortstop.
Yeah, for sure. It's I like the view better back there, man. It's like I said, infield, you get some rockets hit at you. If you don't react the right way, you're not gonna have a chance at it. But like I said, every position has its own things are hard for everyone, so I just try to do the best I can. That sounds cliche, but I just try to do whatever I can to help out. And if I need to play left, short, first, I'm down for it.
We're chatting with Jonah Arenado here from the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's the Air Force Reserve pregame warm-up rolls on. Jonah, and this, keeping it talking about this just a little bit more with the defense. In the game of baseball right now, we're seeing more and more players becoming kind of utility guys, whereas 10 years ago, you had one spot and you played there. But players in the minor leagues are seeing an easier path now to the majors by playing multiple positions, knowing that they can get penciled in somewhere and help the big league club. Is that something that crosses your mind when you're working on some of these positions, or is it something that's discussed internally within the organization?
I think the situation this year has just been trying to keep the lineup flexible. I know like a lot of guys on the Dodgers, they play multiple positions, and I think that helps the team. It helps the manager in case they need to make a double switch, especially being in the National League. But yeah, I think for sure it helps. Whenever you can play more than one position, it's always going to help. It's going to give you more value. But we haven't really talked about it so much with the organization. They just asked me to go play a spot. I just go. I don't ask questions. But I definitely think it adds value value to the player if he can play multiple positions.
Let's move things over to home plate. At the plate this year, you're seeing a nice bump from where you were in 2018. I know you had an injury that cost you some time, and it might have taken you a little bit to get back to 100% last year. But along with that, what have you felt like the difference between 2018 and 2019 has been?
I mean, the injury, obviously, that was I've never been injured before, so that was a little bit different coming back from it. I thought I was ready to go, and it just kind of was never got into the swing of things again. This year, I just try to slow things down, try to stick to my plan no matter how the game goes the night before. Keep the same routine no matter what. If I 0-4 or 4-4, whatever it is, I try to stay the same. And I think that's helped me out the most. I've been lucky some balls are dropping. That's always helpful. But just trying to keep the same approach and same, you know, mindset. After last year was a struggle, but just gave me some perspective and just try to, you know, keep it simple.
What was the process like last year? You said you'd never really been hurt. You know, it was a collision on the field that cost you some time, right? That was that you had run into one of your teammates?
Yeah, I was going for a pop-up between, it was me, shortstop, and left fielder going for one, and our shortstop tried to get out of the way. He slid and kind of took my legs out under me, and I kind of just, you know, I separated my shoulder. But that was different because, you know, being out for I think it was about a month and a half and then going back to rehab, and then, you know, when you go back to rehab you're feeling good, or you think you feel good, but, you know, when you get back into the season every day it's just a little bit different, and trying to find the rhythm was tough, and never really found that rhythm. So it was difficult, but, you know, that's all part of it. Injuries are going to happen. It's just part of the game.
We're chatting with Flying Squirrels infielder Jonah Arenado and getting ready for tonight's game between the Flying Squirrels and the Fisher Cats here in Manchester, New Hampshire. Jonah, this is the longest road trip of the 2019 season. 8 games through now, with game number 9 coming up tonight at 11. How do you guys manage yourselves when you're having to spend so much time in a prolonged stretch on the road like this series has been? Longest bus rides and the longest consecutive time away from the home ballpark.
I mean, you got to get your rest. Obviously, the early games have been tough. The doubleheader's been tough. I mean, getting your rest at night, going to bed early, as early as you can, that's huge. I'm happy it's almost over. You know, I'm happy to go home. I feel like we haven't been home in months, but it's been tough, you know, just trying to get up, you know, especially, like I said, the early games are always, you know, very difficult to get your body ready for. But believe it or not, I felt like it's gone by, you know, not as bad as I expected, but I'm just happy to get home soon.
Road trip wraps up in 3 days. You got 3 more days to go at it against the Fisher Cats. Off day when we get back on Monday. How do you usually spend an off day?
Ooh. Sleep. Sleep, go have a nice dinner, just hang out, just try to just relax, not do anything, get out of bed, or not get out of bed until like at least 1. But I just try to relax and try not to do too much.
Jonah, thanks so much for your time. We'll be back with more with Jake Eisenberg on the other side of this break. The Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve continues next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.